you can earn income in all four quadrants. Most of us have the potential to generate income from all four quadrants. Which quadrant you or I choose to earn our primary income from is not so much what we learned in school. It is more about who we are at the core, our core values, strengths, weaknesses, and interests. It is these core differences that attract us to or repel us from the four quadrants. For example, a medical doctor could choose to earn income as an employee and join the staff of a large hospital, or work for the government, the public health service, become a military doctor, or join the staff of an insurance company needing a doctor on its staff. The same doctor could also decide to earn income as an S, self-employed, and start a private practice, setting up an office, hiring staff, and building a private list of clients. Or the doctor could decide to become a B, business owner, and own a clinic or laboratory and have other doctors on staff. The doctor probably would hire a business manager to run the organization. In this case, the doctor would own the business but not have to work in it. The doctor could also decide to own a business that has nothing to do with the medical field while still practicing medicine somewhere else. In this case, the doctor would be earning income as both an E, employee, and as a B, business owner. As an I, investor, the doctor also could generate income from being an investor in someone else's business or in vehicles like the stock market, bond market, and real estate. The important words are generate income from. It is not so much what we do, but more how we generate income. More than anything, it is the internal differences of our core values, strengths, weaknesses, and interests that affect which quadrant we decide to generate our income from. Some people love being employees, while others hate it. Some people love owning companies but do not want to run them. Others love owning companies and also love running them. Certain people love investing, while others only see the risk of losing money. Most of us are a little of each of these characters. Being successful in the four quadrants often means redirecting some internal core values. Not all quadrants are equal. By knowing the different features of each quadrant, you'll have a better idea as to which quadrant or quadrants might be best for you. For example, one of the reasons I chose to work predominantly in the B, business owner, and I, investor quadrants, is because of tax advantages. For most people working on the left side of the quadrant, there are few legal tax breaks available. Yet, legal tax breaks abound on the right side of the quadrant. By working to generate income in these quadrants, I could acquire money faster and keep that money working for me longer without losing large chunks to pay taxes. When people ask why Kim and I were homeless back in 1985, I tell them it was because of what my rich dad taught me about money. For me, money is important, yet I did not want to spend my life working for it. That is why I did not want a job. If we were going to be responsible citizens, Kim and I wanted to have our money work for us rather than spend our lives physically working for money. That is why the cash flow quadrant is so important. It distinguishes between the different ways in which money is generated. There are ways of being responsible and creating money other than physically working for it. But in order to embrace wealth, it is essential to understand your relation to it. My highly educated dad had a strong belief that the love of money was evil, that to profit excessively meant you were greedy. He often said, "I'll never be rich," or "investing is risky," or "money isn't everything." My rich dad had a different point of view. He thought it foolish to spend your life working for money and pretend that money was not important. Rich dad believed that life was more important than money, but money was important for supporting life. He often said, "You only have so many hours a day, and you can only work so hard. So why work hard for money? Learn to have money, and people work hard for you, and you can be free to do the things that are important." To my rich dad, what was important was to have lots of time to raise his kids, to have money to donate to charities and projects he supported, to bring jobs and financial stability to the community, to have time and money to take care of his health, and to be able to travel the world with his family. "Those things take money," said Rich Dad. "That is why money is important to me. Money is important, but I don't want to spend my life working for it." It was my Rich Dad who often referred to the cash flow quadrant when I was a young boy. He would explain to me the difference between someone who was successful on the left side versus the right side. Having two dynamic and successful father figures around me gave meaning to what each was saying. But it was what they were doing that allowed me to begin to notice the differences between the ES side of the quadrant and the BI side.